We're going to learn a Ramban today. But first let me read the pasuk inside. Everybody knows that Elul has a few Rosh HaTevis, right? One of them is brought in the Balaturim in Parshas Nitzavim. It says in the pasuk, where is it over here? Kapitel Lamed, pasuk Vav. So the pasuk says that when Mashiach comes, this is a Nevuah, when you get Yemais HaMashiach. That's why I'm giving the share on this pasuk. So it says in the pasuk, Umol Hashem Lekecha, Es Levavcha, Ve Es Levav Zarecha. La'avas Hashem Lekecha, V'chol Levavcha, V'chol Nav Shechol Amar Chayecha. So the Baal HaTurim says, Es Levavcha, Ve Es Levav, Z Rosh HaTevis Elul. Then he adds, Lekach Nohagu, Lahashkim, L'espal Slichis, Merish Chodesh Elul Ve'elach. The meaning that it's brought in the Torah, Shechon Orach, Sfardim. They begin saying, it's brought in Tlokot HaTeir also, the Alter Rebbe brings it. That they say Slichis from the beginning of Rosh Chodesh Elul. Okay, but the Ikki, what's negated to us over here, is the fact that this Pasuk is a Nevuah on La'asad Lavai. This is a capital that in the beginning it talks about the fact that Yidden are going to be in Golos, amongst the Goyim, and then V'shafta Ad Hashem Lekecha, V'shav Hashem Lekecha Shvuscha, when Mashiach comes, and so on, V'heviyach Hashem Lekecha La'aretz, Yidden will be brought back to Eretz Yisrael. And then it says, U'mol Hashem Lekecha Slavavcha Slavav Zarecha. This Pasuk here. So what's the pshat of this pasuk? What exactly does it mean, Umal Hashem Lekecha Slavavcha Slavav, that Hashem will circumcise your heart? How do you circumcise, how do you make a bris on a heart? What's meant us? So the Targum actually says, if you take a, oh, you don't have the Targum, they don't make a copy of it, I'm sorry. V'yedi Hashem Lekecha is tafshus liboch. Not that the Eivishter will circumcise the heart itself. Tafshus libach, the silliness or the stupidity or whatever other word expression you want to use, of the heart, the taivis from the heart, that's what the Eivishter will be mal. That's what the Targum says. The Ramban has a different shot. So we're going to learn the Ramban, and the reason why I'm choosing Dafka the Ramban is because there's a letter from the Rebbe that discusses this Ramban. So let's see what the Ramban says. Umal Hashem lekechas levavcha. Okay. Oh, a good one. Zakter Ramban Azai. What is this passage referring to? Zeu she'amru. First of all, he gives a short introduction to Ramban and says, this is what the Gemara says, Habal atayr mesayinai say. Person that comes to purify himself, Hashem assists him. Because in the psukim before, it says, v'shafta, you're going to do tshuva. So after he does the tshuva that he can, so then mesayinai say, it says, amal Hashem lekecha, that the Eivishter will then help you and do the rest. That's the simple pshat of the pasuk over here. Okay, Mavtichacha shetoshuv elof b'chol levavcha. The Eibishter promises that at the end of time, when Yidden will do tshuva, then v'hu yazer aischa, with the third line into the Ramban, Hashem will then assist you. Now the Ramban says as follows: V'nirim menaksuvim. It seems from the psukim inyan zeh she'omer that what he says over here is as follows: Ki mizman abriya. From the time of creation, every human being has an option to do as he wishes. That's the bechira chofshes that every person has. Sadik or rasha, whether he's a sadik or a rasha, at every single moment a person has reshus to do as he wishes. V'chol zman hateira kein. And this is true about all of history, all of time, when Eibusha gives us the Teira, and you have the choice whether to follow the ways of Teira or not. Kidei she'ilam schos, the b'chiras on the Teiv. The reason Eibusha gives us Teira is so that if you choose to do it, it should be a schos and you get schar. V'oinish, b'ritzaisim b'ra. You get punished if you choose, if chas v'shalom you choose bad. Aval, then says the Ramban, li moisa Mashiach, then when Mashiach comes, this will all change. And that's the meaning of this pasuk, umal Hashem lekecha slavavcha. Then, what will happen is, tia bechile b'toiv lem teva, to choose good will be first nature. Won't be any option to choose anything else. Lo yis'av lehem alev, l'mashein eroi, the heart will not desire what's not appropriate, v'lo yachpiz b'klal, you won't want it at all. That will be first nature to want what's good. That's the taich of when it says Ummal Hashem, that Hashem circumcises the heart. What that means is Hashem takes away the desire that a person has for evil and bad things. And when Mashiach comes, the first nature will be to desire only good. Zayin kin taivis, zayin kin yetzahara, only to desire good.
No,
that's what it comes out in this Ramban. That it will be a time where there's no b'chir anymore. Ki achemda v'ataiva. So now he explains why this is the, what's the umal, what's the Hashem circumcising. The taiva a person has, orla lalev. That's the orla of the heart. Umal halev ushulayachmad v'lo yisave. When it says umal, Hashem will circumcise that a person will not have this taiva anymore. The yoshuv ha'odom bizman hahu. Then in that time period, a person will return la'ashahoya kaidim chata shaladim erishin. To the way it was before the chet of Eitz Hadas. Before Adam Arishan sinned with Chet Eitz Hadas, then it was the same thing. Adam Arishan naturally desired only to do what Hashem wants. Shaya Isa b'tivoy masheroi lasais. He did naturally what Hashem wanted. He didn't have in his desire a dover v'hofchay, two opposite things pulling him in two opposite directions. All Adam Arishan knew and wanted was what Hashem wanted. K'moyishu pirashti b'seid the Bereshus, the Ramban explains this in the Bereshus as well. Now the Ramban brings another few psukim that you find in Nach, where it says this nevuah on l'asad lavoi, v'zeh ma'asham ha'kosu b'yirmiyeh, hine yomim ba'am num Hashem, v'charati es beis Yisrov, es beis Yehuda bris chadosha, a new covenant, lo'i ki bris asher karati es avaysam, not like the one I've made with the forefathers, ki zeis ha'bris asher echres es beis Yisrov, achrei ha'yomim ha'heim, nesati es terosayid, b'kirbam v'alibam mechtoveno, I will put the Torah in their hearts, I will write it into their heart, which means the Torah will become part of the heart of a Yid. A Yid will not have any taivas for any other things. V'zehu bitul yetzahara, the eradicating of the yetzahara, v'asleis alev b'tivoy maseyu aroy. The heart will naturally do the action which is appropriate. And therefore it says also, this is the psukim in the Yerm, in Yermia there, v'hayisi lehem lelekim, v'heima yiyu li la'om, v'la yilamdu oid ishas re'eyu, v'ishas achav le'ema duas Hashem, ki kulam yeh do'islam k'tanabak do'ilam. From young to old, everybody will know Hashem, and everybody will follow in Hashem's ways. U'b'yedua, ki yeitze leva odom ra minu urav, as it's known, a person's heart has that inclination to be evil from youth. A person's heart pulls him in not good directions. Tzvichim l'lamed oisam. A child, a youngster, needs guidance to be guided in the right direction. So that's bizman hazeh. But then, elishi yizbatol yitzram bizman ahu legamri. When Mashiach comes, so it says specifically, miktanom v'ad gedolom, which means, just like an adult, a grown adult, learns and knows, so too even a child, a youngster, will know everything, he won't need any additional guidance. V'chei nema b'yecheskel, v'nesati lechem lev, chodosh v'ruach, chadosha etem b'kirbechem. I will give you a new heart, a new spirit. And you will do, and I will cause that you will go in my ways. Yeah? So when it says here that we will have a new heart, what says the new heart? I mean, the same heart, but it'll be a new nature. The heart will be a new nature. When it says spirit, it refers to the willpower a person has, that the only thing a person will want will be to be mekayim Torah mitzvahs.
I'll tell you, if I eat a piece here, then I'll have to be, then I can make a bercha.
Okay, excellent. Can you tell them?
It is, because I had two other pieces. Not of this, but of Zainus. And this will be the third piece. Then I have to make a
sheer holiday. Yeah, a little bit seltzer also. No, a little bit seltzer? Okay, now he brings the Gemara in Shabbos. Zeo she'omri rabiseinu. This is what it says in Shabbos. V'higiyu shanim asher toimar ein li behem chefetz. It'll come years where it'll come a time where a person will say ein li behem chefetz. I think the taitcher here is ein li behem chefetz. I don't want these days. The Gemara says, what does this mean? Eli yemais haMashiach. This refers to yemais haMashiach she'ein behem lo ischus v'lo chayva. It's a time where there's no schus and there's no chayva either. You can't get schar for anything you do because it's not your choice. There's no chayve because you don't have the option to choose anything bad. When Mashiach comes, it'll be nature. That will be who we are without any schus, without any chayve. Okay, ki b'maisa Mashiach lo yiyeh ba'adam chayfet. So the Ramban says it refers to the person. That the person will not have any other desire. Avol yasa b'tivoy ha'maisa haroi. He will naturally do what's right. Ulefichach embem leischus v'lei chayva. Ki aschus v'achayva tluyim v'chayfetz. The punishment or the reward a person receives is all dependent on if he has choice. So then he deserves a schar or a punishment for what he chooses. That's what it says in the Ramban here. Basically, from what it says here in the Ramban, it comes out that once Mashiach comes, there's no more b'chira chofshes, there's no more avedus Hashem. It's a time where basically Hashem cleans us out. We're totally pure. We're connected to Hashem. And it's the time of schar. It's the time that Hashem rewards us for all of our avedah we did this mana galus. That then it'll all be nature. That's it. As I state on the Ramban, the Rebbe has a strong question on this Ramban. Okay, what happened is the copy got a little bit cut off, so I brought the original to make sure I read it right. The Rebbe has a big question on this Ramban, and basically the Rebbe remains with the tzarachin on the Ramban. The Rebbe writes on this Ramban, so before we read, it's in Ha'orah 7 of this letter. This is a famous letter from the Rebbe, actually, that discusses the whole issue of Tchiyas HaMeisim. The famous thing that in Chassidus it says in so many places that Tchiyas HaMeisim is something which is for everybody. There's no one that's excluded from Tchiyas HaMeisim. And the Rebbe explains why is that the case? Why is Tchiyas HaMeisim for everybody? Even though it does say in the Mishnah sometimes Elu She'elam Chelik Leilam Abba and so on. Okay, but there's one paragraph here, two, three paragraphs that is negaya to understand why the Rebbe disagrees or doesn't says he lays the chisi lahavim what the Ramban writes. Let's start from the bottom of page Samaches. Over here, b'chlolius letter from the Rebbe. B'chlolius shloishes manim hay b'zeh. The Rebbe says that in the world, in the time period of the world, there are three different time periods. Olam Hazeh. See what I'm reading? Yeah. This Olam Hazeh, then there's Yemais HaMashiach, and then following that, there's Tchiyas HaMeisim. What's the difference between these three time periods? Olam Hazeh, Huzman HaMulchama. That's a time where there is a battle. There's an ongoing battle. Bein HaYesh, Haruchni, the physical existence and the spiritual, Hatoy, Vahara, good and evil. Loim Olam Yemetz, this battle goes on. Sometimes the good is victorious. The opposite. That's the experience of Olam Hazeh. Then once Mashiach comes, when Yidden will complete this battle, and they will refine and elevate good from evil, the Yufrad Hara min Hatoiv. The bad will become separated from the good, and then the Yafkun min Galuso, Yidden will leave Galus. Azai yagiu heim, so then Yidden will reach l'shleimus ha'adam, to the perfect place that a person was, k'moy shehoya k'edim chet eitzadas, as it was before chet eitzadas, shulayiu yisrael tachas shlitas ilona d'toyev ra. Yidden will not be under the control of the eitzadas, which includes good and evil in it. But, so far it sounds like what the Ramban says. The Ramban says the same point, that once Mashiach comes, it'll be like before Chet Eitz Hadas. But then
once
the Rebbe
Mashiach
adds,
comes, yep. Everybody will be very happy that Mashiach came.
Absolutely.
So they'll only think about the Yevishtim and they won't think about the Shtusim.
Correct. But then here the Rebbe adds another detail. Avol, says the Rebbe, however, Yeshna Adayin L'sit Racher Boilam. Even after Mashiach comes, there's still Sitracher in the world. There's the other side of evil in the world, the Erev Rav. And it's by the Erev Rav. Erev Rav. Okay, this is I was wondering about this Erev Rav thing, but this is it comes from the Alter Rebbe and Tanya, Negeres HaKadosh, Simcha Vav, the Alter Rebbe says this, that there'll be Sitracher in the world at large. Not by Yidden, but by the Erev Rav. Okay? That place, there's still Erev Rav around. Adayim Mazeh. Okay, so in other words, the Rebbe before emphasized, Azayagiyu heim l'shleimus. Yidden themselves will take a reach of shleimus, but it doesn't mean that the world will be perfect. The world will still be a place where there's Tevera on it. Then the Rebbe asked, if that's the case, so that means that things won't be perfect even for Yidden. Umuvan, if so, you understand, shememele, automatically, al yedei zeh yesh chesaron gam b'shleimus b'nei Yisrael. there's something lacking in the Aveda of Yidden as well. If Yidden are still going to living in this environment of the world where there is still Tavira, so that one way or another influences Yidden, which are living in this world and are interacting with the world around them. And the fact that the world is not 100% perfect yet is a sign that there's something that's still lacking in the Aveda of Yidden that they have to perfect yet.
They have to remember how it was before, and they should continue with the good of before. Should be good now too.
Yeah, okay, correct. But there's something that changed here. After Mashiach comes, by Yidden, everything will be perfect. But in the world, there will still be Sitra Achra in the world. Ulachain continues the Rebbe, Kol Elu Achayim B'Maisa Mashiach, all those that are alive in Yemaisa Mashiach, Yemusa Kaidim Tchiyas HaMaisim, will pass away before Tchiyas HaMaisim, V'rak Achakach Yekumo. And only afterwards will they get up for Tchiyas HaMaisim. Because Yemaisa Mashiach is still not the time period of Tchiyas HaMaisim. Okay? The Rebbe adds, V'yashleimar, Shizeu Ashleimus, this time period of Yemaisa Mashiach is the peak, it's the perfection, She'eleo Yochel Adam Lagia B'Koyach Avedase, that a person can reach with his Aveda. V'yedeh Aschar, and then also, including the reward, She'naisnim Loi, which the Eivishter gives a Yid, L'fi Yerach Avedase. For the Aveda that he's at that time of Yemaisa Mashiach, the Eivishter gives the Yid the ability to serve him without the Yetzahara from within. There's no Yetzirah from within, but there's still Sitra Achra in the world at large. U'b'meshech Yemaisa Mashiach Atzmam, and then during this time of Yemaisa Mashiach, Yalu Al Yidei Avedasam, Yidden will go higher and higher in their Aveda B'sulam Ashlemus, in the ladder of perfection. Shalachain, Yemaisa Mashiach, Hu Hazmanta Hayoim La'asaisam. Yemaisa Mashiach is still considered a time where a person has to do mitzvahs and serve Hashem. Still a time of Hayoim La'asaisam. So this is different than what the Ramban said. Because the Ramban said, Yemaisa Mashiach is a time where there's no more Aveda. It's Teva. The Ramban says it's Teva. Teva is not Aveda. Teva means you're drawn to it naturally. There's no Aveda. The Rebbe says it's not the same as the Aveda of Olam Hazeh, because there's no Yitzhahara from within, but it's still considered as a man of a Yem La'Saisam, because the world is not perfect. And that itself is a sign that there's something more Yidden could do.
Yem La'Saisam just means to do mitzvahs. The Ramban.
Correct. No, but Hayem La'Saisam means it's something, a certain Aveda that the person is doing. Not that it's a Teva. Uh-huh. Not that it's a Teva. Teva is Mashma, that it is no, there's no Hayem La'Saisam. Yeah? Nothing, yeah? The Adarabe, the Rebbe says, not only is this also a time of Hayem La'Saisam, us who Iker, the Hayem La'Saisam, the Taklis Le'Musa. This is the main time where Yidden will have all the mitzvahs. They'll have the mitzvah of Karbonis that we don't have as Manazah. We'll have the mitzvah of Shmita, Yevil, Maisris, Trumas, and all the things that we don't have as Manazah. So Adarabe, this is the main time of Hayem La'Saisam. Then the Rebbe adds in the next paragraph, Maisuf Azer Baila Matchia. Then added to that comes in the time of Tchias Amesim, Shiyavir Esaru Achatrum Eklum Min Haaretz. The Eivishter eradicates all the spirit of Tumah from the world. Ve'ein Chet Misa Ba'ilam. There's no more sin or death in the world. Ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yishchet LeYetzahara Hu Malach HaMavis. Hashem will slaughter the Yetzahara. She'az Yiyah Tachle Shlemes Min HaAdam. A person will be at the most perfection that it's possible for a human being to reach, not only as much as a person can reach, the Eibusha will give us a gift from above, even more than we can reach. Lachain, mitzvahs betelus, la'asod lavi betchias ameisim, then there'll be no mitzvahs, tzadikim yeshvim, at the same b'resheim, the nanim is of Ashchina, that time will be only nanim is of Ashchina. Okay, you can read the rest of the paragraph for yourself if you want, but this is clear here, that the Rebbe divides into these three time periods, and in the time of Yemais HaMashiach, it will sich zusetzen. Huh? Melent, a brief from Rebbe. Noch a paar minutes. Yeah, okay, so now take a look in the Ara 7. Take a look in the Ara 7. First the Rebbe quotes, Re'ei kol arayis shehuva alzeh b'igeres HaKadosh l'Rabbeinu Azokin Simen Chavov. The Alter Rebbe in Igeres HaKadosh and Tanya brings psukim in Nach, where you clearly see that even after Mashiach comes, there'll be mitzvahs, there'll be karbonis, there'll be aveda, Yidden will serve the Eibishter, all the dinim of Tumah and Tara will apply then and so on. Alter Rebbe there discusses what it says in Zoyar, that la'asad lavoi will only be learning Pnimiyas HaTorah. The Alter Rebbe explains, it doesn't mean that none of the halachas will apply. all the halachas and mitzvahs will still apply then. Elamai, the nigla, the Torah, the halachas that we'll learn, we'll remember. So we'll never have to review it, because it will be remembered. And more than that, the Alter Rebbe says, we could learn from Pnimiyus HaTorah, and from Pnimiyus we'll understand what the halacha is in nigla. It won't be necessary to learn separately nigla the Torah. But lerne chsidus mit alts wissen. But Alter Rebbe makes it clear that from many psukim it's clear that even in Yimei HaMashiach it'll still be a time of mitzvahs, all the mitzvahs then. Then the Rebbe brings v'divrei haramban bepirushei al haTorah loy zachisi lahavim. What the Ramban says in his Pirush that we read before, that in Yimei HaMashiach there'll be no b'chire, it's just a teva, and there's no aveda whatsoever. The Rebbe writes loy zachisi lahavim. I don't understand how the Ramban can say this regarding Yimei HaMashiach. Another thing that Rebbe adds, gam, another point, l'dvarov, according to what the Ramban says, the Ramban compares Yimei HaMashiach to the way Adam HaRishon was before the Chet of Eitz Hadas. L'hoya l'Adam HaRishon schar al sheish mitzvahs shenitzav ha'kaidem machet. The six mitzvahs that Adam HaRishon already got before the Chet of Eitz Hadas even, there were six mitzvahs, then later they wish to add a seventh mitzvah to Noach, but the six mitzvahs he received right away. So according to the Ramban, before Chet Eitz Hadas, it was a teva. There was no b'chira b'chlal. So there should be no schar for that. And the Kamira, the Rebbe says that that's a shtickel pella to say that Adam HaRishon was getting no schar for anything he did before Chet Eitz Hadas. Okay, now the Rebbe addresses the fact that the Ramban brings a clear Gemara. Yomim asha'im behem chayfetz. The Gemara in Shabbos says that when Mashiach comes, it'll be a time where there's no schus and no chayvus. That's pretty clear in Gemara. That there's no b'chir chavshus, and therefore there's no schar and no einish. Zok the Rebbe, Uma shehevi mimaymer azal Shabbos kuf nun aleph amid beis, which we read before. Yesh lefarshoi, it could be tied differently. It could be tied kepirish Rashi sham. Rashi over there says that yomim asheim bem schus means that everybody will be rich. Everybody will have money. Everybody will have what they need. So that what you won't have the mitzvah tzedakah, because you won't have anybody to give to tzedakah, because everybody will be, not that it will be a, the Ramban teaches that the person will have no yetzahara b'chlal. So there'll be no b'chire, there'll be no melchama, it'll be a teva. That's what it means. Rashi says no. The person will still, there'll still be rabba elam, like the Rebbe says in the letter. But, ein lem schus rem bam chayva, because there'll be no aniyim. Everybody will be rich, so there'll be no one to give tzedakah to. That's what the Gemara means. The ayin shom bahagos yayvitz. The yayvitz over there, takan Rashi, says this very point. The yayvitz says on Rashi, it's lashon over there, is a yafa pirish Rashi, says because even Yimei HaMashiach, there'll be mitzvahs, it's a time to do mitzvahs, so it can't be that the pshat and gemara is kipshutai, that there'll be no bechira whatsoever, lasad loving. And the Rebbe says, v'ula yeshleima tefe'en for the Ramban, that v'ula yeshleima bedivrei Ramban, it is possible to say regarding what this Ramban is talking about, the lufa'omim, sometimes gams meshach hazman, the tchiyas ha-mesim, even the time period of tchiyas ha-mesim, although tchiyas ha-mesim, as the Rebbe said, is a time period that comes after Yimei HaMashiach, but sometimes nikra b'shem Yimei HaMashiach. It's referred to as Yimei HaMashiach. And therefore, says the Rebbe, u'bezeh medabe. Possible that when the Ramban was speaking about Yimei HaMashiach and said that it will be a teva, and there will be no schus and no chayva, there will be no bechira, he wasn't speaking about Yimei HaMashiach. He was speaking about the time period of Tchiyas HaMeisim. But the Rebbe ends off a deichik. Because the Ramban says clearly Yimei HaMashiach, the usual lashon of Yimei HaMashiach, does not refer to the zman of Tchiyas HaMeisim. Okay. At can the tzaddikim yoishvin v'nenin. Das geht doch das Mann von Tchias HaMeisen. Der Rebbe bringt es später. Atrisem b'rishem v'nenim ezev ashchina. Der Rebbe teilt, das geht nicht auf das Mann von Yemes HaMashiach. Das geht auf das Mann von Tchias HaMeisen. Here, come with the picture. Okay. Was? Yeah. In this man, the Rebbe, in the brief, does talk that the gate of this man from Chiyas HaMeisim. So you stay there. But in Elam Haba, Gufe, of this man from Chiyas HaMeisim. Yeah, no. Oh, that's right, the Shaila. I don't understand what you're asking. Good, yeah, yep, say that. The Shaila, no. Okay,
what is your name?
Fischel Aster.